Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah, come on. All right, yeah, come on. Yeah. All right. Come on in. Kick back. Relax. Grab yourself a coat. I appreciate all you guys being here, tuning in. Tell a friend. Like, subscribe, share. Yeah. I appreciate it. You've heard me talk about team in the last episode or so. You know, your time, your energy, your attention, your money, your team. Gotta take care of the home team. Right? But in order to do that, we're gonna talk about priorities. Your priorities. What are your priorities? What's important? What comes first? Well, you do, my friend. You come first. Okay, end of this up. All right, now. I got some bullet points I want to hit. Your time, your energy, your attention, and your money. Wherever you're spending that, that is where your priorities lie. But you got to decide what your priorities are. What are they? What are your priorities? How are you going to decide what's important and what's not? Well, when you plan something out, that's obviously a priority. You know, I like to make plans and do things, but it seems like today more and more people just you can make plans with somebody and they'll just cancel on your ass anyway. Don't matter to them. But to you, you've made plans, you've thought this thing out, you've planned it, you've set the wheels in motion to make it happen. And it's important to you, but it's not important to them because they just along for the ride. Is it planned? What do they say? Your emergency, you know, is it's not my priority. It's not my concern. Because they failed to plan. Now all of a sudden they run into you and need help. They need you to do something for them. They need you to help them out. They need some assistance. Well, whose problem is that? Is that your problem? You made your plans. You had your priorities. You took care of what you needed to take care of. You took care of your business. Paid your bills, right? Then all of a sudden they come running up and they want you to jump through hoops for them. They want you to cross an ocean when they wouldn't jump a puddle for you, right? It's not yours. You don't own it. It doesn't belong to you. So why should it be your priority? Yeah, it could be a loved one. It could be somebody close to you. And you may, you know, drop your guard and do it once or twice, but you shouldn't make a habit of constantly bailing somebody out because they failed to plan or plan to fail, right? Right? Because now you're just enabling them, if I can speak. You are becoming an enabler. Because they know they can just screw it all up and they can just fall back on you. And you'll fix it. Is it planned? Is it yours? Do you own it? If it's yours, yeah, it's important. Own it. It belongs to you. Make it a priority and take care of it. Get her done. Right? Take care of your business. Take care of your business. Now, sometimes you can think about it on an ethics thing. Is it the right thing to do? Or the wrong thing to do? Sometimes you do the thing, and you know it ain't the right thing to do, and you go ahead and do it anyway. Or you know it's the right thing to do, but you don't do it. Sometimes those things can be conflicting. You might want to do something but you know you need to do something else instead. You should make that the priority. Is it the right thing to do? Remember, gentlemen, your integrity is the only thing you can take away from yourself. Doing the right thing when nobody's around. Absolute truth. Very important, especially nowadays. Nobody's got any integrity anymore. Everybody is politicians and newsmen. They lie for a living. All right, we can't even. Used to, you know, whether they deserved it or not, we still held them up to a standard, you know, and they were supposed to be telling us the truth, you know. Now, over decades, a half a century, we know they've been lying the whole damn time. That's what they do. But you don't want to be that person. And if anything, you want to be truthful to yourself. So you can go to sleep at night with a good, clean, clear conscience that I did the right thing. I made it a priority, and I did the right thing. Another thing you need to consider, do you need it right now? Does it have to happen right now? Is it a priority? Is it long term or short term? Do you need it? A lot of things we want. We want lots of things. But do you really need it? You got to sacrifice the short term for the long term. You got to sacrifice immediate gratification for long-term success. Sacrifice the now for later. You hear about, I'm a guitar player, I'm a bass player. So we hear about these musicians, you know, oh, when I was 14, 15, I was practicing 4, 5, 6 hours a day. The weekends, their friends would be going out and getting with girls and getting drunk or whatever, partying, and they'd be home practicing. And then they got real good. And they started doing gigs and this, that, and the other, and, you know, doing shows, you know, playing it. You know, bigger and bigger venues, and next thing you know, they get a record contract, they do an album, they go on a world tour, and next thing you know, they rich and famous. They sacrificed. They sacrificed. It's something they wanted to do. It was important to them. It was a priority. It was that important that they would sacrifice the immediate gratification for long term. And then they could get all the chicks they wanted, all the alcohol and drugs. Now, some of them, it killed them. You know, rock and roll lifestyle. But in the beginning, they had their priorities. They wanted to learn how to play that instrument, and they wanted to be good at it. They wanted to be the best. Do you need it now? Do you have to have it right now? Or can you wait? Is the world gonna end if you don't do something? You know, everybody has a preference. Everybody wants something now. That's why everybody goes through the drive-thru, get their little Happy Meal, and be on their happy little way. Everybody wants that instant gratification. That's the society we live in now. Nobody wants, you know, these people getting out of college, they want a position. They don't want to, you know, just because you get out of college and you got a degree don't mean you get a position. You start at the bottom just like everybody else. But they want a position where they're getting paid and they in charge of something. Well, you still don't know dick. You fresh out of college. You don't know a damn thing about the workplace or work experience or how to deal with people. Workers that have been there 10, 20 years know what the hell they're doing, and you walking in there and you're going to be in charge, and you don't even know what their job is. And you're going to try and tell them something? You got to know what your priorities are. Like I said, we all have needs and preferences. That's what they want. They want the Happy Meal. They want the instant gratification. Getting on Twitter, getting on Instagrams, getting on TikToks. Getting the likes, getting that instant hit. Right? Getting that now, getting it right now. That's what a lot of them want. They want it right now. But you, as men, you can sacrifice the right now for the long term, and eventually you're going to come out on top. Females can go out there and run around and ride the carousel, and they can get all their instant gratification while they're young and dumb, doing double backflips on dudes until they hit the wall. Then it becomes apparently clear that they wasted their youth, and now they're looking for a good man. A good man. Well, they done crapped all over all the good men. Now the good men are in a position where they're looking for somebody a lot younger than them, softer than them, prettier than them. And they got the upper hand because they sacrificed the immediate for the long term. That's your power. You're the prize. It ain't that that poo nanny they walking around with. Every female's got one. They ain't got nothing special. And that's all, you know, for the most of them, that's really all they got to offer. You know. Oh, I'm going to love you. Yeah. Until they don't. Until they decide otherwise. Be smart. Prioritize your life. Get your things in order. Take care of yourself. Another thing is, it going to help you grow? You know, should you just be wasting your time going out and having a good time doing this, that, and the other? Or, you know, I don't know, could you be going to school? Could you be doing some volunteer work? Could you be learning a new skill, a language? Could you be taking music or art classes? Something that will help you grow, you know, mentally, intellectually, spiritually, that will bring you knowledge and help you grow as a person. Most people walking around, they just shallow as shit. The only thing they're thinking about is their immediate gratification. What they want now, and whether or not they can get it, and who they can get it from. They don't really care as long as they get what they want. And they don't care how they get it or who they have to hurt to get it. You don't have to do that. You can get it all on your own. You can do it yourself. Another thing you can ask yourself, is it going to help you be a leader? Being a leader is being prioritized, is having your priorities straight, is having things planned out. Knowing what's important, knowing what's not. Because if you don't have your stuff together, how you going to have any kind of relationship with somebody else? You know, short term, long term, marriage or whatever. How you going to be the leader? And that's your priority as a man. You should be the leader. How you going to do that if you don't have your priorities right? That's why I said, you know, take care of yourself. Work your way up. Get your career in order. You know, get yourself settled. Get yourself a nice home. Get you a nice car or whatnot. Don't have to be brand new. The house don't have to be brand new. Not, you know, it just needs to be solid. That's all. Something nice, something dependable, something solid. And if that other person can't appreciate that, then they ain't got their priorities straight. A lot of people just want what's new and what's fashionable. You know, what's hip? What's it right now? What's the hot thing? What's trending? And that shit's in and out of style in 6 months or a year. I know people got to have the latest, greatest phone. Smartphone. When a new one comes out, they got to get a new one. That's a priority? Really? You're going to spend, you know, some of these phones are $1,000 or more. They're made in a sweatshop in China by little kids. Allegedly. Hell, I get a phone, I buy the damn thing outright, pay, you know, $100 or $200, you know, for the most of it. And I'll keep that sumbitch for as long as it'll run. You know? I'll keep updating the damn software and hardware and all that shit, you know, until it's just completely outdated. You know, it just won't keep up anymore. You know? I'm not worried about having the latest and greatest phone. Does it work? Yeah. Does it do what I need it to do? Yeah. So I'm good. I don't have to have the latest and greatest thing. Not necessary. It's not a priority. I don't have designer shit. Not necessary. I got some nice cars and some nice motorcycles and all that, but are any of them brand new? Hell no. But they're all bought and paid for. That was the priority. Can I acquire this and can I pay for it and not owe any money? You know, you don't want to go in debt for stuff. You got to get your mind right, gentlemen. What do they say? You free your mind, your ass will follow. Free your mind. Get your priorities right. Well, I mean, taking care of yourself is not selfish. Ain't that what they call it now? Self-care? Self-care now? Self-care is this, self-care is that, or that is self-care, or whatever. Take care of your damn self. Prioritize you and your agenda. What's important to you? Ask yourself those questions. You know, is it planned? Do you own it? Is it right? Is it, and you know, do you have to have it right now? Is it, you know, long term or short term? Is it a need or a preference? Will it help you grow? Will it help you become a better leader? You know, and if it rates kind of low on some of those things or most of them, I wouldn't think it's a priority. Especially if it's somebody else's dilemma and you ain't got nothing to do with it. That's where a lot of things come in. People, you know, because they come to you because they know that you're solid. See? They're all screwed up. They know you're solid, and then they come to you for help. And it's okay to tell them people no. Don't feel bad. Like I said, they failed to plan. So that doesn't make it an emergency for you. Their failure to plan does not make it your emergency. You know, you planned your shit out, so you're good to go. Now, I'm not saying you can't help them out once or twice or something like that. You know, especially if it's somebody close to you, a loved one, a family member. But don't continue down that road time after time after time. Because now you're just being used. All right, gentlemen. We're not going to beat that horse too bad. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in. Tell a friend. Like, share, subscribe. Check out the social media sites. The Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Gab, Parler, Locals. Get in touch with me at ofmen4men@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so on the app you're using right now. Use the support button. Much appreciated. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in and listening. You guys are my priority. I'm just throwing it out there, and it's up to you to decide what's right for you. Right? I'm not here selling you anything. I'm not selling you a book, a pamphlet, a 3-step program or 12-step program. I don't sell that. You know what's right for you. I don't. I'm here to provoke you to think for yourself. All right? All right, my friends. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, come on now. Come on.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.